Oops.
You just say it's still no long time.
I don't. It would be fine on
2 hours.
Oh, God.
Okay. No,
If you only if you want.
no. I just, I gotta be out of here by 11:30. So.
Okay. Fine. Oh, she's got a baby. It's supposed to
1 minute.
Quinn, it's going to start in just a minute. I thank you for showing up early. And we should hear it
Can
today.
you enlarge that screen?
Yeah.
There. And Quinn is currently the only person on there other
Correct.
than. It shows your name, but it's a picture of Ron.
It's
Oh,
the
that's
app.
me.
It's whoever speaks.
Good, the app is working.
Says it's recording.
Okay, it's 10 o'clock.
Okay.
This is the Port Logo Drainage Commission, Board of Commissioners meeting number 339. July 10th, 2025. I have to do a couple of things real quick here to get us all in order. So I'd like to call a meeting to order and do a roll call. And well, we'll start with yourself. Just identify yourself, and we'll go around the room.
Ron Mountain, Commissioner, position number one.
Lee.
Oh, sorry. Lee Christensen, District Administrator.
Dean Cole, kind of, District Commissioner.
And Mike Nielsen, District Commissioner 3 and Chair. So we are going to change our agenda a little bit. We're going to allow Quinn to chat with us. She had some things that she wanted to talk about. We I guess you met with her
Via Zoom.
a couple of weeks ago, and this is a follow-up to that regarding our election. So, Quinn, you have the floor.
I'm actually not really quite sure what you guys need from me. I've, like I said, we went over everything in the meeting a couple weeks ago. So, really the biggest thing is that I want to let you guys know that if a general election is to occur, it would occur on Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026, per the RCW. And then also, I had proposed a candidate filing week. So, per the RCW, filing week has to be at least 30 days, but not more than 60 days before the general election. So, I proposed the dates of Monday, December 8th, 2025, through Friday, December 12th, 2025. So, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., with a withdrawal deadline of Monday, December 15th, 2025. And then, as a reminder, if only one person files, that position is deemed elected and no election is held per the RCW.
Excellent. And do any of the commissioners, and Dina, you're more involved with this than the rest of us. Yeah.
The 5 o'clock for the deadline for the that's the close of business day at the courthouse on the 10th. Oh, that's a withdrawal. So never mind. The last day to file is
The
December
filing period
12th.
will also be 5 o'clock. So it'll be
5
eight to five.
o'clock.
And then same with
Eight.
the withdrawal deadline. And close of
Five.
business is normally 4:30 for us, but we had a law change. I want to say it was 23, it changed. 2023, maybe 2020. It went into effect in 2024. Is that for candidate filing periods, we have to be open 8 to 5. And same with withdrawal periods. So that's why we're essentially staying half an hour later than our normal usual business hours.
So they're both 5 o'clock is the for those deadlines.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay, because you said something about 8 o'clock. Okay.
Oh, 8 a.m. is when it would start.
Okay.
Are they able to file online?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
It's only in person or by mail.
Okay.
Excellent. Are there any other questions for Quinn?
There's been no changes, no RCW changes since we last held our election.
No, Dean, there has not. But I did want to remind you folks that the presumed eligible voter list required by RCW 8538110 is due to the county auditor by Saturday, November 1st, 2025.
I just got the list from Mr. Chapman last night. I'll be working on that.
So you got your list from the assessors, and then did you get your list of registered voters from the Secretary of State's office?
I have to do that.
Okay. And then lastly, if in the event we were to conduct an election on behalf of the district, the auditor and myself estimated that it would be approximately $45,000.
Okay.
45 or 45?
45.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then I was noticing in one of the RCWs that there was supposed to be something sent out ahead of that all to the voters, and we had never done that.
So that's part of your list maintenance, if that's what you're talking
Right.
about. So the RCW talks about, so a list of presumed eligible voters shall be prepared and maintained by each district. This list shall include the assessor's tax number for each parcel in the district, the names and names of owners, and then it's basically says that they have to determine their interest in ownership, whether they're such persons are a natural person, whether they're a registered voter, and that the district shall attempt to notify each voter of the requirements necessary to establish voting. And then whenever parcels are sold, it's the district's responsibility to attempt to notify the purchasers of the requirements necessary to establish voting rights.
Okay.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't send them out last time.
Yes, we did.
We did?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Oh, I thought we did. Yeah.
Yeah,
All
we
right.
did. That's how everybody knew to come in and
Okay.
stuff. There should be a copy of that letter in the file.
I'll look. Yeah. I just heard that we hadn't done it, so I kind of looked.
No, it was done.
Okay.
Everything that Quinn has talked about,
Okay.
Mary followed through on that and he got it off. Quinn, do you have any questions of us at all? Okay, I would assume in the future any dialogue will be between Lee and Commissioner Cole with your department. And I certainly appreciate you coming online this morning and talking with us.
Yeah.
And feed that child, it's hungry.
Yeah.
Okay.
How old? Tell us how old.
This is Clancy. He's 5 months old,
Clancy.
and normally this is like his nap time. So I'm sorry he's been voicing
Oh.
his frustration.
All right.
And so, oh man, I lost my train of thought. So essentially, do you guys have to vote on the dates that I've proposed for candidate filing, or am I good to
We will
start?
make notes. We'll make
Sorry.
notice of it in our minutes, and we'll get a letter off to you.
Yeah, because
Thanks.
we need to do the ILA, and then that's what you do or your office does.
Well, so we'll work together. So, like I said, we need you folks to make a determination whether you're going to conduct the election or not. If there is one that is triggered, that way we can start, right, exactly, get that interlocal agreement, you
Okay.
know, working on it. The good thing is that we did one in 23, so we have a base to start from. So
Right.
we'll be able to, our prosecuting attorney will be able to work with your folks as legal counsel in order to get that all buttoned up. As soon
Which
as, like
attorney
I
is
said,
that?
go ahead.
When, which attorney is that?
That would probably be Philip or Ariel Spesser,
Okay.
would be working with your folks.
Okay. Excellent.
So far, only Commissioner Mountain's term is up.
Well, yes, for District 1 this
Yeah.
time around.
Yeah,
Okay.
and I learned the hard way. I waited till the very last minute to file, and two people, Ron and another person, filed. So my advice to Ron is to get in there when the first day of filing at the first hour and file so people can see that the incumbent is going to run. Right? Avoid it, a lot of
Okay.
problems.
Well, if there's no other information required for exchange, we appreciate your time and we certainly enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you very much, Quinn.
Yeah, thank
Thank
you.
you. If
Thank
you guys have any questions or need any additional information, that's what we're
Okay.
here for. Just, you guys know my email. Shoot me an email or give me a call.
All right, thanks again. Okay,
Okay.
right now I see that Stacy's with us, so she's on board for the meeting also. Are there any commissioner communications that you'd like to bring up? Ron, do you have anything? And Lee?
I don't have anything good to share with you.
Okay. Let's see. The consent agenda is next on the list. And that includes the minutes of June 12th, 2025, which is meeting number 338, and then the voucher summary in the total amount of 4592.94, the payroll of 1152.93, services at 2804.32, and employment taxes at 635.67. And the only thing I have. Lee, I had recommended making an amendment to the minutes, and I noticed that
I
they
don't
weren't on that second
think.
mailing.
Oh, okay. I don't. All right.
So, there's someone. Here.
I missed that.
That was on 9A, page 2, second sentence. And I'll give you the information, but just for the sake of reporting, I recommended that the sentence say he also submitted it to the Washington State Auditor's Office, and no comments have been received. And I'll give you a copy of this. You
Okay.
can go ahead and put it on
So
there.
forget the yet.
Yeah, please forget the
I remember we talked about that, but it didn't get translated to the final copy.
Okay. And so I would ask that we get a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I so move.
I second that motion.
Okay. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda has been approved. So Resolution 25-001, Commissioner Compensation, recommended action. The commissioners will review any updates to this resolution. At this time, I would like to sweep this off of our agenda at this time or in the future. I'm having difficulty getting through to the state auditor's office as well as the attorney general's office to get further clarification on this. So until further notice, I think we should just not move forward with it until I hear back from those people. I do have a connection I found in the attorney general's office, and I'm going to see if that person can give me some guidance into getting into there. Right now, we're just not going to continue with it. Good morning, Stacy.
Yeah, good morning.
The next issue
I
on here. Oh, does anybody have any problem with that on 6A, holding off on that until
Yeah,
further?
no problem.
Okay. The next thing is the website maps. This is Commissioner Mountain. A memo had been sent out by Stacy some time back about making recommendations. That was sent out on May 27th. You were going to meet with her. Fill us in what's going on.
Okay, so the meeting never happened. So I would like to keep this on the agenda, and Stacey, I'll reach out to you, if not this later on this afternoon, then tomorrow by COV, set up a time that you and I can discuss this.
So I want to say that in the last month's meeting that we had decided, I thought the commissioners were going to hit this kind of one at a time. Tony, is that what the rest of you remembered?
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. We'd like to get this one in process between the two of you and those maps and come back with it. You have your recommendation, but I think the dialogue needs to go along with Commissioner Cole or Commissioner Mountain here and get this started. Because I have some things I want to add to this about the website and the maps. Will that work for you?
Just so I'm clear. So, okay. So I'm going to work with Commissioner Mountain on these recommended website changes and decide, collectively decide what maps are appropriate.
Yeah, just have some dialogue, and then the two of you come back next month, and with the final recommendation, Commissioner Mountain will make that to us with your support or whatever, and go from that point.
Okay.
I'm sorry that we have put such a puzzled look on your face.
Oh, I thought for some reason I thought you three were going to group together and really kind of hit the maps and decide what was appropriate. But this completely works for me, so I'll work with Commissioner Mountain.
Okay, good. And then it comes to a second point on the website since it's mentioned in 6C. I've been going through and looking at it, and there's probably a requirement to have maybe with the commissioners six at the most meetings to make any amendments to it. And I personally have made some recommendations that on all the tabs that we have for this is that we eliminate some sections in there and kind of redo that and come up with some dates, whether we meet once a month or twice a month beyond this meeting to get that stuff resolved. As a clear example, I was looking at the about, and there's the historic documents, the commissioners and projects. I think we should look at each one of those sections, in particular projects, and get those up to date, which would include the last project that we just completed on the circle over there. What was that, on Caius? Was it? No, it was on a loop. Anyway, the fixing of that.
Resolute or?
Yeah, Resolute. Thank you. Thank you.
50.
Yeah, and just kind of go through each sections and make recommendations to either delete stuff or change it to be more to current times. Same thing with records. There's really not much we need to go through there, but we can maybe change the format of those a little bit. Forms seem to be fine. Then there's the Q&A that we have in there. I think it would be pertinent if we all looked at that, because there's regulations that apply to some of those under Q&A. But maybe we need to update this, make sure that we're putting the proper information. As an example in here, it says, consider removal of brush and trees. It says, PLDD has developed an online best management practice, which may help the reference or to read and read those guidelines. I don't even know if we have any authority other than the impedance of the drainage into the green belt or our infrastructure on that. So I don't know if we have the authority to do that. I know the county has changed some of that requirement also. So we might have to work with them in getting that information put in here. It's like a CPOCB type thing, and go from that point. And then the contact information, which would be last, it's got all of our information in there. Maybe that needs a little bit of update. But I think the main thing is to get the current map that's accurate in there and make sure we have accurate information. So we'll go from that point. So we have it up there on the screen right now, so we can kind of walk through each one of those tabs and go from that point.
Yeah.
And then Ron, at the end of this month, if you need to meet with us, and we can conduct a meeting, which will be a workshop, would not be a a formal meeting of any kind, but we have to make it open to the public. July 29th and 31st in the morning, this room is available. So we could use this system here. So we want to meet on those 2 days. I got those dates from Kim in the office. So the 29th and 31st in the morning. And Dean, are you back now from your travels? All your construction
I
is
think
done?
So, yeah.
All right. So there you go for that. And
July 29th
and 31st, one of those 2 days. If you want to have it, if you feel it's perfect. Okay.
I think it will be.
So we'll go from that point. All right?
Okay.
So any further questions on the agenda here, on that portion, the website? Okay. The next thing on here is the eNavigator. The eNavigator is a publication produced by the Ludlow Maintenance Commission on a monthly basis. Comes out the first of every month. And we, Mike Nielsen, has put two little blurbs in that eNavigator about the drainage district. And we had talked in the past about getting information out into the community so people start getting our name recognition. So the last one that was put out, and I'll give a copy of it here for the minutes if you want to upload it. It's really not pertinent, but it's from the website. It talks about the district projects, talks about the engineering services that we have, that we've got 18 capital improvement projects, and then talks about how our maintenance process goes on. So I'll pass this around. You can take a look at it. And it's already been submitted and published. That's directly from our website. And then I'll get another one out for the month of August. Okay?
Do we want to put those on the web?
No.
Okay.
Because that information, I just took it off of the website and kind of changed a little of the verbiage and stuff like that. Not to make it so, detail oriented and stuff like that.
Okay.
All right.
We can just go back to the website real quick. So
yeah.
Who manages the update on the website? What I mean is, who actually physically goes on the website and swaps the items out? Okay.
Stick your hand way up. That'll be enough.
Okay.
With the help of Jason, if it gets too complicated,
Okay.
he's from Sea Wings.
Yeah.
And yeah, so.
The process for any amendments or changes dramatically would go whichever commissioner has that project, bring it here to the meeting, we review it. If we have to make tweaks, we do. And then it's recommended by the commissioners to have that person and Lee work with Jason if necessary, or just have Lee help the buying.
And at that workshop, with this going, and if the internet works, we can do all these changes right here. It's all done.
Right.
Yeah, this is good. I
Yeah.
like that.
No, he might want to do that to
Second.
Lee.
Yeah, that's very good.
Okay, the next thing is, do you have any operations, Commissioner Mountain, that you want to talk about? Any review of anything other than the web page and the mapping?
Yeah, as soon as I'll have that information, we'll say.
Okay, all right. Okay, Commissioner Cole, on elections, we did talk a little bit about it. So what do you want to talk about there?
Nothing. I think
Okay.
we've covered it in our meeting with Quinn. And I think that Lee and I have a pretty good idea of what needs to be done and when. I did add that November 1st deadline in with all of those other, what I do with, oh, the other deadline here. We had the November 26th. And December 8th through 12th, and then December 15th and December 16th. But I added the November 1st list to is required to be submitted to the auditor's office.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that as November 5. So the
Oh.
1st or the 5th.
It, she said the first, didn't she?
Well, let's see what I said. Last year, November 1st, right there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
Well,
November.
it's in your court.
Yeah,
You
yeah.
folks can handle it from there.
All right.
And then we'll keep the tough part of all that is we're going to be, while we're doing that, we're going to be working on our budget at the same time. But this election thing, in my view, needs to take precedence over anything. Just make sure we do the correct thing. Perfect then. So you guys got that all under
Yeah, I think we
contract.
got a pretty good handle on it, Mr. Chairman, for the election.
Excellent.
So I think going back to that, printing, do we print ourselves or do we have to have an agreement with one of the local printers?
As you and I spoke, Lee, was that I like the idea of us getting a buying a printer. You can buy a really nice printer now for 150 bucks. And if we're able to, we can print out our own letters to send out. We'll just have to have a folding carton here.
And stuffing.
Yeah, and go from that point. We can use any one of our laptops for that purpose. That's why we need down to laptops. And then at the if we hold the election like we did last time in the baby room, is instead of us printing 1,500 ballots, which I think we did, that went to trash,
Recycle.
because we only used 150 of them. So 10% of all that was used, so the rest was wasted. So as Mike Nielsen walks in, we can print this ballot. We've lost our picture.
Oh.
We can print that individual's ballot and go from that point. So I'll let
Yeah.
the two of you figure that out. And if you want to get a printer, a new printer, and then it would be used by the team here, in the future from that point on. I know Hewlett Packard has some really good printers that are not those big. I don't like, personally, I'm not an Epson person. I like Hewlett Packard, but if you want to get an Epson, I don't really care. It's in the budget. We can get that taken care of. How old is your printer, by the way?
The district printer,
Yeah.
unknown, but I know that that particular model is still for sale for $150.
Okay.
So what I did is I like the Epson printer.
Okay.
I gave up my HP to get an Epson. So my HP needs to be donated. And it works.
How old is your HP?
Probably 3 or 4 years old.
Does it use little tiny ink cartridges?
It does.
Okay.
Now the ones have the big tanks. You get a big,
Well, for your Epson.
for my Epson, and the HP does that too now. Tank.
Oh, I didn't know
Get
that.
away from cartridges and going to the tanks.
Well, you're the administrative coordinator, and you guys, if you want to figure that out, I
Right.
think that would be commendable. So
Oh,
that,
like I
that's
said.
whatever dialogue you guys come up with. But we have the funding in the budget to buy that for that election. So that
Okay.
would be in the elections budget.
All right.
It'll be the cost of the cartridges.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Chimicum Drainage District reactivation. Did either of you have time to look at that information on the Chimicum District?
I don't think they have their website open or available.
What's that?
I don't think they've had their website available. Their Wi-Fi is down.
Oh, well, there is a phenomenal report that was done by the let me pull it up here real quick. Let's see. There is a very detailed report put out by the Jefferson County Conservation District about the Chimicum Drainage District. The Chimicum Drainage District is a way different than what we have here. There's primarily goes to be farmland and dumps into the Chimicum Creek. So many years ago, they basically stopped managing the Chimicum Drainage District. But this last year, the county commissioners wanted to have a report on it. So I went to that meeting, and they were talking about how it has been in hiatus since, gosh,
74, something like
is that
that.
when it was? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a web link in here that Lee had sent to us. I would recommend you go into it and read it, because there's a lot of neat detail information in there that was pretty that we can utilize here for our information. And if you look at this website that they put together for it, that may give us some insight on how we may want to manage our website also, similar thing.
So that was through the Jefferson County Conservation.
Conservation Corps or Conservation District. Let's see, there's a contact here, connect with us. It doesn't say who is running that district, but you can get into there. Anyway, I would like to go to a meeting on the 14th at 10:30 at the county commissioner's office or the county commission conference room and listen to what's going on and provide some insight to them about what we're going through here. While they did a very good detailed report of putting how that conservation district can come together, I read nothing in there about what it might cost them to run an election, or what kind of assessments, or what kind of administrative costs that are in there. And I don't want to deter them from what they're doing, but I certainly would like them to be aware of what has impacted us with the county, because the county is pushing to get this district back together.
Oh, it's the county. I was wondering where the emphasis was
The
coming from.
county wants to get it back
They're
up and
probably
running.
spending time and
Well,
money.
there are some people who own property in that district where that creek runs through that are complaining that it hasn't been maintained over the years, and things like canary grass has grown in there, and there's the beavers are taking over, and people are losing usable farming property because of the seepage into the soil. So they want to get it cleaned up. Well, it will affect everything. And where that is basically goes from Chimicum And you know where the Chinookan Valley is between Aegani Road and Center Road? It's all out in that area. There's a map in here if you can take a look at it. So I think that if they're going to do that, that's wonderful. But I just want them to be aware of
Yeah, the cost.
the cost, because I don't think they're aware that right now 50%+ of our costs are going to administrative requirements. And not because we choose to do that, that state legislative regulation says you have to have insurance, you have to have an election, you have to have, you know, this support and that support. So I just thought maybe we could go there. But if you're interested in going to the meeting that's on the 14th at, I think, 10 o'clock in the morning at the commission chambers. Stacy, are you aware of this at all? Have they contacted you for any reason, your company?
No, it's fascinating. I'm poking around on that website, looking at all the various different resources that are on there. No, I hadn't heard any of that.
So you received a copy of this email link.
I
Could you
don't.
send that to Stacy for them to review? Because it might be an opportunity for their company. Unless you don't want that opportunity.
It's funny, drainage districts are interesting. They are their own beast. And I've been doing a lot in Stanwood here, kind of Stanwood area. And right now, my mood is pretty sour. I feel for the districts. Honestly, it's a tough thing to do in today's society when you look at environmental permitting and so forth, and the administrative and the cost, and so little people to cover those costs. It's hard.
Yeah. So for an update, the actual notice is hereby given by the Drainage District, which will be at the Board of County Commissioners Monday, July 14th at 10:30 a.m. And if you want to go online, there's a link in there. That's all on that email. So if you could send that to Stacy to have their team take a look at it. But anyway, I just thought I'd put that out there for information. Ron, you may want to just read all that stuff that they've got on that report and kind of help you with the operational side. And I'm going to go back through it and really get into the minutiae myself. That's quite interesting. And thank you, Lee, for getting that out to us.
I read it in the leader.
Wow. How many parcels of this estimate? Does it tell you in that report how many parcels?
I didn't see that. Doesn't mean that that's not in the report, but it's a big section of that valley where
You
the
go up to
creek
Beaver
is.
Valley? Go all the way up to Beaver
No,
Valley?
that's in Beaver Valley.
Oh, okay.
That whole valley out there.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
So
called Beaver Valley
if
for a
you
reason.
pull the It's figuring what it wants to do here. There you go. It's called the Chimicum Creek Planning Resources, and if you go into it, there's a drainage analysis in there that has a map of it.
On the website.
It's all in that land.
You want me to share my screen? I've got it up, but the map, I think.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All
Let me
right.
send
Let
you.
me see if I can do this
There's
here.
one. Websites are down. So, oops. Our internet.
Can you see this? Is this the right area?
Yep.
Is that going to pull
Oh,
that?
it's funny shaped, isn't it?
Yeah, so you can see that there's quite a few plats in there, you know, properties in that whole thing. And you can see how it drains off in both directions and the highways on the sides of it, and the major roads that go through there. So, and it starts in Chimicum, so, and it works its way to the, I guess that would be the south. So, it's pretty impressive.
Because, you know, by the time we figure, you know, our operating costs are, I mean, what are we up to? 80,000, 100,000 a year? And you know, they're going to have to have legal services, engineering services, accounting services, all that stuff adds up. Like people at the golf course keep telling you, why don't you guys just volunteer? Yeah, right.
So anyway, that's it. And I just think that there's some really good information in here that we may or may not be able to apply here, but it kind of gives me a roadmap to how this might impact us in the future, because I think this conservation group did a very good job of putting this report back together. It's a lot of time into this.
Sounds like the county wants to not have to spend money on it. You're probably getting a lot of complaints.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that there's farmers that are complaining about the fields and the impacts. It explains it in here. It shows the pictures of the impacts also. Okay, well, if there's nothing else on that, we could go ahead and move further with our agenda here. Okay, Chimkin. Okay, financial reports. I sent the reports out to everybody yesterday. But apparently you didn't get a copy of them, or did you?
I got this.
And Lee sent out some stuff. Yeah, that's good. I think we're doing pretty well. We started out with we're meeting all our financial obligations, and year to date, our cash that we're receiving through our assessments is coming in quite well. We had a for June, we had a beginning cash balance of $70,000, and some expenses were $66,000. We've had disbursements of $37,000 for the year, and we have $148,000 in our investment account. I'm going to ask a favor of this team here. We've been taking the investment pool money on a monthly basis and putting it into our general accounting system, and we've been using that to pay our bills and stuff. I don't think we need to do that. And what I would recommend that we do is we take that monthly $400 or $500 that we receive from the account, which is the interest, and we put it back into our investment pool, and we keep it in the investment pool, and we start getting money on that. That $6,000 a year really isn't going to make or break this organization in that end. So we can budget for using our operating expense through the assessments. So I'd like comments from you on this.
Yeah, as long as that $6,000 doesn't affect what we do, you know, on a day by day, then I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and we can always reverse it.
Yeah.
You can always pull it out,
Yeah,
yes.
right.
And I have the application forms to do that. Well, I would have that done, and let me see if I have that information here.
That amount of money must have been when they did the capital improvements. Was this money that they didn't spend, so we put it into an investment account? I mean, where the I mean, it's 148, but that includes all the interest over the years. But there must have been some money somewhere that we got a hold of the county and said, we'd like to join in your investment pool. But did that money come from capital improvements where we didn't need so much, or?
I don't really know, and I think I'd have to go through a lot of records to find out. But it seems to me like I think you may be on something there.
Yeah, I'm just
Lee.
wondering where the initial that kind of money, because our annual budget, we don't have money, just that kind of money to stick into in a separate account. We've been
What do you mean, 148,000? Yeah,
yeah.
it's been there for some time. I know that the organization took out a large loan at one time. And we
That's
did have some very large assessments at
right.
the beginning of time. And I don't know if all the funding was used to that. I'd have to go back and research that and go from that point. I'd like to read this to you real quick. I sent this to Stacy Prado, who's the county treasurer. Says, I'm reviewing the PLBD financials and would like direction from you on referred or the referred person in your department that can guide us in retaining the interest income in PLBD investment pool accounts. She got back to me promptly and said, happy to help you with your interest earned, which is being swept in the investment fund. Katie can make that change for you. And then Katie Knoll, who's the account investment specialist, got back to me and says, we have a list of districts that normally do that, and she will add the PLDT to that list. So it's easy to be done, and there's nothing that we need to do other than, I don't think we need a motion for it, but it's just something that we put in our notice. We'll talk about that. We're going to keep the money in the investment account as opposed to using for operating expenses, unless you feel like we should have.
Yeah, I think we should have a record of this, of when it happened and.
Okay, that will be beginning in August. So
Okay.
do you want to make a
Yeah,
motion?
the motion that beginning in August, the interest that we receive on our pool funding, the pool funding from the county, be put back into our investment pool balance.
You have a second on it?
I second.
Okay, so basically the motion is to take the investment interest on a monthly basis and retain it in our investment pool account. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah,
So
thank you.
do you have any questions on our financial statements? I'm Ron Perry. We don't have a computer system. You didn't get what I sent out yesterday, but I feel very comfortable where we are. We started out with a cash balance in January this year of 56,000, and right now we're sitting at 66,000, so we're 10,000 more than we were at the end of the year, and we will receive probably another. Let's see, 30, that disbursement receipts 40. We'll probably receive another $30,000 around December, up to December, and we'll meet our budget this year, $80,000.
Good. So it costs, if we have 1,000, just rounding things off, if we have 1,000 parcel owners and it's 88,000 a year to operate the district, that's about $8 a month, right? It costs them $8 a month. As 1,000 parcels would give us our 80,000. So,
And some are more and some are less.
yeah, but I just to make it simple, about $8 to $10 a month for our budget to operate this district per parcel. Yeah.
Stacy, do you have anything for us?
No, I don't. So it sounds like I'll just be waiting for a call from Mr. Mountain.
Yes,
Okay, sounds
I
good.
will keep in touch with you. And like I said, either later this afternoon or no later than the COB tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good. From that point, the administrative coordinator, effective communication. Lee, do you have any more information for us?
No, I just want to make it clear that when I If and when I text you guys, it will only be to alert you to check your district email. No other business will be conducted outside of the email. So it's just an alert. Please check your email. And I appreciate it when you get back to me and say, okay, or goodbye to me, or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, sure.
And just to let you know, any kind of communication to and from text, email, verbal is discoverable. So just if you've got questions and stuff like that, it'd been better to put it on email. But I think the alert system was quite perfect, and Lee's been pretty good about getting the information to us.
Yeah.
So check your emails and look at that. Is there anything that either of you two gentlemen would like on the agenda next month?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. We will review elections
Yeah, I was just
process.
going to say maybe we just continue to put that on the agenda just for discussions, but
Until February. We
Okay.
don't let anything slide through the cracks.
And I will have the first budget draft put together for that meeting. Stacy, you guys are pertinent to our budgeting process. You have the template. And I don't know if you or you have some specialist information in there on recommendations, but I'm going to send you an email and make some recommendations. Not much of a change in what we currently have in our operation expense.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Carrie showed me that really briefly. I know where it is. So what time of year do you typically start asking for that information?
We have to have the processes, I believe. Do you have your worksheet, your calendar sheet? It says on there.
Yeah.
Is it September we have to have the first run through?
How did I do it?
I think it's that sheet right there.
This one?
Yep, second page.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, all right.
Thank you. Yes, so we have to secure a list of assessor parcel districts to the county there. There's August annual budget. Okay. In August, we have an annual budget preparation begins with coordination between the finance commissioner, consulting engineer, and administrative coordinator. So in our August meeting, we'll make notice of that. And I will, for you, Stacy, I'll have a first draft of that, which will be very archaic. Okay. And then your team puts all that stuff together. And then we have to have the review at our September meeting of the budget. And then in October, we have to have a public hearing on our budget. And usually, if there's no amendments, we make the approval at that meeting. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
You look really puzzled, lady.
I'm typing. Trying to listen and type same time. That's my I'm typing and listening face.
Okay. Lee, you have nothing else for us?
No, just want to make clear the 29th and the 31st, we're going to meet here for the workshop for the website.
If whatever Commissioner Malcolm and Stacy
Okay.
come up to, if they choose to do that.
But you
Then
guys aren't going to be here.
we know that I'll be here, and we know in those mornings you can schedule a meeting time in those
Okay.
rooms. Okay?
So you'll let me know so I can let them know and then.
I'll let you know.
Do you have any Elizabeth?
Soon's a good term. I didn't
Yeah.
have that.
Huh?
Because I just looked at my calendar and I have those days free, but not that it's free.
If there's nothing else for the meeting, I would like to adjourn the meeting at 10:49 a.m.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Stacy.
Yeah, thanks,
All right.
Stacy.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.